threw us out for a couple of days. I think they're doing some remodeling, so we'll get you back out there, I think, probably on Monday, right?
Yeah, let's get
back there on Monday.
What's happening on the show today?
It's a good show. We got Greg Proops coming in the last hour.
Ooh. He is one of my favorites.
Oh, he's a funny mother.
Bruce Sprugman, am I on? Bruce Sprugman from the Bay Guardian is going to be with us today.
And Beach Blanket Babylon's Joe Schumann Soldier.
Oh, cool, cool.
Going to float
in here. Always wanted to meet her.
She's probably going to tell us about the audition opportunities that there are.
Yeah, well, I can't audition anymore. Because I get a day job.
I see.
I always used to think about auditioning, and then I blew up my voice.
No, Joe Schumann Soldier has a lot of celebrity friends. She'll be great.
Beach Blanket Babylon has more than 30 years of entertaining people.
I want to find out.
Including royalty. So it's just got to be extraordinary. And then with the mayor of Paris in town, I don't see him on our list because he doesn't speak any English. But how's that ever stop people from hearing on the
Bob Somerby and Marianne Akers will be joining us, too. And it's a great show and a great day to be here with you guys.
All right, guys. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Our earthquake special from the 1906 commemoration coming up next. If you have story ideas or anything you'd like to let us know about, email the boss. It's theboss@quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960 The Quake at 7 o'clock. This Quake News Team special on the earthquake and fire brought to you by Quakehold, America's leader in earthquake safety fasteners. Quakehold products are available at the Home Depot, Orchard Supply Hardware, and Lowe's Home Improvement Centers.
Following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look back at the 100-year anniversary of the Great Quake and Fire of 1906.
When San Francisco burned 100 years ago after the Great Quake, there were a number of heroes for the city. The San Francisco Mint Superintendent Frank Leach, a man who had no experience fighting fires, led a crew that saved the vaults, and with that he saved the U.S. economy. In fact, the Mint was the only financial institution capable of operating immediately after the disaster, and it became the treasury for disaster relief funds, and the Mint also performed other emergency banking services as well. The sturdy, well-constructed building that cost $2.1 million to build survived the firestorm after the quake and temperatures exceeding some 2,000 degrees during that fire. Coining operations resumed shortly after the quake and continued in that building known as the Granite Lady at 5th and Mission.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
And at Weatherford BMW in Berkeley, there's more to it than that. At Weatherford, you pay nothing for maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. And how about a lease at Weatherford for $289 a month for the new X3 3.0 and no maintenance cost? Weatherford BMW, just off I-80 on Ashby and close to everywhere. For details on maintenance and lease terms, visit weatherfordbmw.com. Lease a 2006 X3 3.0 for $289 a month for 20 months plus tax. $31.65 to insider.
Good morning. It's 7:04. Time for traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. If it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have none at all on the Bay Bridge this morning. The upper deck now a third problem since 6 a.m. And this is right near the toll plaza. Cars spun out, and it's the far left lane. So if you can avoid it, try. And backups into the maze anyway. You're looking at about 15 minutes to 18 minutes from maze to metering lights. Roll of carpet sitting in the number 2 lane of Highway 4 eastbound before Love Ridge through Pittsburgh. And a stall on westbound 80 right before 101 in the far left lane. BART's running 53 trains on time. At the Home Depot, get special financing when you buy select installed train high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. Call 879-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com for license numbers and details. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Now on 960 The Quake.
Get out of my chair!
From the capital of the left coast, San Francisco, 7:05 in the morning, and it's time to be keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and we are in the studio today. We are on the road so much. It's been such an exciting week with such great broadcasts and locations, and now...
And you know what we got to do, what we haven't do, is we... maybe you did it the other day when we were at the Westin St. Francis. We got to thank everybody who was able to make our little road trip successful. I mean, the people who at the station who went, you know, gonads to the wall, because I can't say the other one, but everybody was so good at their job, and that's why it sounded... Every day.
Right.
I mean, you didn't have to worry about anything.
I mentioned that yesterday when we were at the Port Authority building, and that was a great location. What a beautiful room, such great acoustics. It almost was like a radio studio, only with a large space for a studio audience in that boardroom.
I didn't realize we were on the road. I thought it was just natural. That was no different for me. You know, I'm on the road when I'm in the studio.
That's true.
That's what I think. I'm on the road all the other times.
Monday in that shed.
Well, that
Pier
was
48,
a little different.
Yeah,
I'm thawed out now, though. I'm thawed out. Yesterday, I stood in the sun for hours.
That was a good
got
move.
It all back.
Yeah,
the blood came back.
You just go out and stand in the sun because it's so miraculous. Oh my God, the sun is shining. Where did
big
that
yellow
from?
Orb? It burns,
And it's 58 degrees out there now. Somebody told me
it's going to be gorgeous today again.
Yes, it's going to be really. It's going to be a good day. San Francisco for you though. In Texas, they're up to about 90 degrees.
No, it's going
to hit. Talking to my sister,
it's going to hit 100 in Dallas today.
Yeah, I was talking to my sister, and she said it's just awful. I mean, just awful.
Already,
and people sneezing all over the place. I don't understand that. I don't know why flowers bother people.
The spring thing.
Yeah,
I mean, what was it?
Allergies?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously I don't catch things. A hummingbird.
Yeah, you're too mean for anything to live inside of you.
Meanwhile, while we've been on the road, people on the road are looking at $3-plus gas prices.
Isn't it incredible? $72 a barrel it closed. And I think I was telling you off camera, Will, but I had dinner with a buddy of mine last night who's planning his marriage. And he's kind of a speculator in the stock market. He read a book last summer while on vacation in Hawaii about energy, and he has been investing consistently since then in only energy stocks.
Yeah, Valero.
He is up by 40% since January, all around energy. It's unbelievable what I guess.
It's not going to go down either. This is a.
Not at all, and it's in part...
There's a gas station on Pine and DeVis, or Fillmore, I can't remember, but 283, and there was a line yesterday. I almost smashed in because I was in the left lane coming up Pine, going west, and I wasn't ready for... I was ready for people to turn left at, I think it's DeVis, and the whole left lane was blocked. There was a line of people because it was 283... a gallon instead of 303, which was the other cheapest that I saw. I saw 317 for regular in the city yesterday.
Now I got to fill up today, and I don't know where I'm going.
Go to Pine and DeVis, 283.
Why don't you guys take Muni? Well, what is this? You don't like all of the improvements that have been made in public transit?
Muni is wonderful, and I'm glad other people use it.
Here's the thing, Mr.
Mayor. Politically correct as Will Durst.
No. I read around. I saw the sunset. I got
to
get here.
The line that would get me to here from where I live is not running at night. It doesn't start running till too late for me to use it to come in here.
Yeah, you live in the center city. You're the only one.
I do?
Yeah, did you use Muni to get down here today?
No.
Okay, well then.
I levitated. No, I DeSoto is my Muni.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You know, I don't have all these gasoline problems. I don't have all these.
Are you loyal to DeSoto?
I'm loyal to whomever shows up on time consistently, and currently that's DeSoto. They're showing up on time consistently because I want to time it so I'm exactly 30 seconds before airtime.
Yeah, we noticed that.
Yeah. 30 seconds before airtime.
We didn't have your seat.
I don't waste any time. No sense in holding in place. You know, you burn your gas up standing on the runway waiting to take off. I don't think I ought to roll out there till I'm taken off, and that's what I do. Yes, I use DeSoto. And as a matter of fact, for my birthday, Eleanor Johns, who works with me, and her husband, Richard.
The lovely Eleanor Johns.
Gave me $100 worth of certificates.
Oh, yeah?
You know, those coupons?
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't realize how much I spend on taxi cabs.
Because you went through it in 4 days.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
$100?
Not a nickel left. 3 weeks, not a nickel. I accused my housekeeper of ripping off my coupons.
And topping off your bottles.
Yeah, breaking my crystal and then ripping off
I know, everything.
Coupons.
It's all the housekeeper's fault. You know, meanwhile, people are filling up at the pumps. The former head of Exxon, Lee Raymond, was at Columbia University the other night defending his $150 million payout on the way out the door at Exxon.
More than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Will Durst, burst of Durst.
$144,000 a day.
Yes.
For 13 years.
Do you recall that? Mm-hmm. And I told you that I made application for that job.
He said it had nothing to do with him.
Well, I'm telling you something. I made application for the job, and if I don't get it, I'm going to file with the U.S. Civil Rights Commission.
There you go.
It clearly
doesn't matter that you got no experience at oil.
No, what does it make? He says it didn't take any talent to do that. That's what he said. I am eligible. I want the job that doesn't require any talent.
Oh, come on. That would be awful to have $686 million over 13 years.
I would guess that would be, but I tell you what, I would love, you know, doing the repentance that you have described to as a result of having that.
It would be an interesting set of problems to overcome.
But this energy thing is getting a wee bit complicated for the world. There appears to be less than, 30 years of oil left in terms of reserves throughout the world. Less than 30
years.
At today's consumption rate, less than 30 years left in the whole world. In the whole world. Can you imagine how valuable those little black drops are going to become year in and year out? More and more and more. Unless there's a way that we can have alternative sources of fuel that will slow down, if not eliminate, the need for fossil fuels to be the method by which society is enhanced. Now, my guess is that the 30-year supply is based upon current-day consumption. If the Chinese economy goes as rapidly as it is currently going,
as it has for the last 3 years,
that consumption rate
is going to increase.
Go way, way up. And the results are going to be that 30-year supply that I'm talking about.
20.
Is going to reduce itself dramatically. And then, I don't know if you noticed also, that 3 years in Iraq has literally wiped out all of the accumulated equipment for military and combat use. And now the U.S. is having to look at almost a total replacement of its combat capacity in terms of its equipment, etc. Because obviously 3 years have taken its toll.
Well, you remember a couple of months ago we ran out of bullets.
Well, and we're now up to, I think, about $10 billion a month or something
That's what it, yes. Yeah. It's costing us $10 billion or $2.5 billion a week.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, not only are we concerned about the lives we're losing, but we're quickly approaching affordability. We're going to have to ask Bill Gates for a loan if we keep this up.
Well, he just met with the Chinese president Hu Jintao.
Who did?
Who did? Yes, exactly. Bill Gates did. And now he's in Washington, D.C. Quake listeners know that our president is coming to our territory, and we've been giving out some information on 960 here.
Unwelcomebush.com.
Unwelcomebush.com. And there's another organization that's going to hold a protest in the South Bay, and I'll give you that information. In fact, we'll have a guest on with us tomorrow regarding the Cisco Systems Bush appearance.
And oh, he's going to Cisco?
Yes, he is. That's where he rides with Governor Schwarzenegger from the airport down to Cisco, and the governor's chance to talk about levies. Now, Mayor
did you
Brown,
see what President Hu, when he was in Seattle at the Bourne plant, actually made a purchase?
Yes.
A huge
50.
Purchase.
Wasn't it 50?
Yeah, and this 777, which is their newest ship.
787.
They changed it to 787 because 8 is a very lucky number.
That's
for
right.
Chinese.
In Chinese
yeah,
culture.
So the 777 L or something of that nature, they changed it to 787 at the request of the Chinese. So henceforth, that new airship is going to be known as the 787.
And well, Airbus is having problems. That new Airbus, that giant double-decker Airbus, a lot of people are not happy with that. They might be delaying the actual arrival of the planes a couple of years, like 2011.
Well, you know, when you have the backup that they have and the orders to fill anyway, it's not a bad, you know, it's like that new car you have. Well, it kind of fill the orders for that new automobile you drive.
They don't
have it easily.
One of the guys who buys planes said it's a silver metal design, talking about the new Airbus. And there's only two people who make planes. So it's not like you're winning the silver medal against the world in the Olympics. It's a competition of two. It's Boeing and Airbus. And that's it. So when you got the silver medal design, that means the other guy's got the gold.
So Airbus is having trouble.
Yeah.
That's interesting because Airbus had begun to intrude upon the dominance of the Boeing market. As a matter of fact, you know, he went to the Boeing plant up there, but Boeing's headquarters moved to Illinois. You remember Boeing relocated to Illinois?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They got that big field with that museum right before you come into Seattle between the airport and Seattle.
But the headquarters have now moved to Illinois. Illinois competed and won the right to have...
It's like when Indianapolis won the maintenance yard for United. Remember that?
Or Bank America. Bank of America is headquartered in
Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, but the Bank of America got sold.
Exactly.
That guy in Charlotte bought Bank of America, and our guys took their money. I think the guy who was the head of Bank of America at that time was looking at a $90 million payout if he sold the bank.
And now
so he sold the bank, got $90 million.
Yeah.
And the society people in San Francisco have never spoken to him again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
he and his wife got blacklisted, literally. They had to leave town. They literally had to leave town.
Well, he can golf with now his new buddy, Lee Raymond, the chief head
of Exxon. For $90 million? Honey, blacklist me.
No.
Blacklist me.
No.
You mean to tell me...
Things more important than money.
Living in the sunset.
That's right.
We're going to check in with our friend at Roll Call, who writes Heard on the Hill, Marianne Akers. We'll join her from Washington, D.C. in the next segment, 718, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kids shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What's right when the right is wrong. Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. It's 722, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And we are joined from Heard on the Hill, the column she writes for Roll Call in Washington, D.C., Marianne Akers, every Thursday around this time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Marianne. How you doing, lady?
Great. How are you?
Oh, it's excellent here. Our weather cleared up. Everything is fine.
Marianne, Willie Brown here.
Hello, Mayor Brown. How's it going?
Oh, I'm checking the cherry blossoms out.
You are?
I am. The Cherry Blossom Festival is going to happen here in San Francisco on Sunday.
Ours
when
is
we
a
do
little
a
later
parade.
Than yours.
Yes, we do a great parade with the Japanese community. We select the Cherry Blossom Festival Queen. We do all those things here. So we could use some of your trees.
Yeah, I forget that you, too, have cherry blossoms.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, and it's all centered around Japantown. It starts up down at City Hall, but then it migrates through the community all the way up, and then the streets are blocked off for 3 or 4 blocks, and it's a recreation of a Japanese experience except for the geishas.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a great time. And is the city all a Twitter at who this year's Cherry Blossom Queen will be?
Oh yes. We go
all of Twitter.
Yeah, we.
Yes, I'm watching the mayor Twitter right now. On the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle this morning, Marianne, we have this news analysis from their Washington bureau chief. Bush's staff shuttle won't change much. And to tell our Quake listeners your point of view from roll call.
No, it actually won't change much. Basically, Karl Rove, although he's relinquishing his role as policy coordinator, is still going to be very much involved. What it does is it makes it look like he's either being demoted or moved aside, which is a good thing for the public, because the White House right now is very, very concerned. New White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton is very worried about the rift between Republican candidates out there and the president. As you've seen, candidates are running away from the president. His approval ratings are so bad that it's hurting their chances of retaining control of Congress, and some of them, really in jeopardy of losing their seats. So Rove, stepping aside as policy coordinator, still going to be very much involved in the strategy. So now he's going to focus on their election strategy.
And I would assume that Mr. Rove will probably continue to be the closest thing to Mr. Bush. I don't think Josh could ever replace that relationship. It's been in existence since Mr. Bush first entered politics.
Turd blossom.
Absolutely. Did someone just say cherry blossom?
No.
Bush is
a different kind of blossom.
For a Rove.
Exactly. I mean, he's called Bush's brain. He's not called that for nothing. Yeah, they're very close. He is the architect. My God, he got President Bush elected twice. So he'll still be an extremely key and close advisor to the president. And now he's going to focus on making sure the Republicans, he's going to be a huge for the Republican Party in making sure that they win in these midterm elections, or at least, not have a tidal wave of Democratic gains.
Isn't this also, speaking to Marianne Akers, 960 AM, The Quake, here in San Francisco, keeping it real with Will and Willie. She talks to us every Thursday, and we love getting her little perspective. Thursday is our Washington Day. And isn't this kind of Bolton flexing his muscles and proving that he's actually doing something?
Absolutely, big time. That's exactly what he's doing. He's coming in. He really came in with a bang. He's got rid of McClellan. Rove stepping aside. Andy Card obviously resigning. Him taking over. And let's talk about Rob Portman leaving the trade rep. He was the chief trade negotiator for the United States. Now he's going to be the OMB director, Office of Management and Budget, which is a key position. Because he's the guy who has the closest ties to Congress. It's been a huge problem for this White House. President has really upset Republicans in Congress because he has largely ignored them. And so what Rob Portman's role is going to be, overseeing all the economic decisions, he's going to be able to repair those strained relations with Congress for the president. He's really tight with John Boehner, who's a fellow Ohioan. He worked for Speaker Hastert as an aide. He is a former member of Congress, close ties to the GOP leadership, which is a really good thing for the White House.
You might say then that this appears, Marianne, to be a consolidation of power by Josh, if he has a new guy being the liaison in the Office of Management of Budget with Congress. He's going to get himself a new spokesperson, I suppose. Is there any speculation as to who that might be?
To replace McClellan, Tony Snow.
No.
Yes, Tony Snow is a leading contender. Tony
no
Snow
kid.
Or Don Senior, who was Dan Senior, rather. He was in Iraq. He was the chief spokesman in Iraq, mm-hmm. And so word is it's either going to be Tony Snow, who's the Fox News radio host, or Dan Senior, who was in Iraq, and
Well, Marion, Dan Sr.
allegedly, reportedly, would like it and is considering it.
Well, the guy from Iraq obviously would be just what Bush needs. Bush has taken as many hits politically here in America as the troops have taken in Iraq. So it would,
No, he has.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much of a transition for him. To come in to start speaking.
No, that's right. And he's respected in Republican circles, and he's telegenic, which doesn't hurt. And so, yeah, either you know, guy would be a good choice for them. You know, what was funny yesterday when McClellan and Bush had their news conference, I don't know if y'all saw that, but, you know, there they were giving their statement, and then they're about, you know, it was almost a teary moment, right, with McClellan saying that, you know, he had served the president well, and he said, "I've given it my all, sir, and I've given you my all." And then the president said, "Oh, you know, it's going to be hard to replace Scott." Then they go.
They jump on Marine One. Yeah.
And, you know, and the airplane, the thing doesn't work. It's broken. They can't get away.
Well, that's typical of the Bush administration.
It's a microcosm, isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe not the symbolism they needed at that particular moment in time.
Oh, Dick Tuck lives. You remember the name Dick Tuck. You may be too young, but Dick Tuck was the merry prankster. He was the prankster among Democrats. He was always doing something to, like pulling the plug on the microphone at Nixon's events.
The famous story about Dick Tuck is that, Marianne, that Nixon was given a whistle stop. He was on the back of a train, and Dick Tuck dressed up as a conductor, you know, one of the guys on the side of the train, and he waved the lantern and got the train to pull out. So the conductor pulls out as Nixon's on the back of the train trying to
speak it. Yeah, speaking to the crowd. And so shades of Dick Tuck. If Marine One did move, Tuck is a suspect. He's been dead for a few years.
All over
but
that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is a suspect.
Marianne Akers is with us from Roll Call in Washington, D.C. You can go to rollcall.com to read your column Heard on the Hill, can't you?
You can, and believe it or not, I hate to say believe it or not, as if, hey, can you believe we could do this? But, yes, our website is so great that we were just nominated for a Webby Award.
Oh, Webby Award. That started here in San Francisco, you know, Marianne.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk about Senator Feinstein, speaking of things here in San Francisco, her call for an independent FEMA, and some other things with Marianne Akers from Roll Call Magazine, keeping it real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells. Now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quick.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo Bay. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo Bay. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways. Trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers. Working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources. Just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
500-0810 of radio is here. HD Digital. Listen to the Bay Area's progressive talk with CD quality sound and no static. Plus, exclusively on HD Digital, commercial-free music channels like all 80s, hip-hop, dance tracks, and traditional jazz. HD Digital. Free and clear. Discover the next evolution of radio online at quakeradio.com.
7:35 here on 960 The Quake. We'll get back to John Scott at the top of the hour, and perhaps to summarize the news. I don't know. Or the Iraqis can't pick a government. Gas prices are up. Traffic is bad in spots, and the weather's nicer today. That kind of sums up
nice
the news, weather, and traffic.
Yeah.
Will Durstead, Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells, and keeping it real with Marianne Akers, who writes Herd on the Hill for Roll Call Magazine in D.C., and you said it's dead on the Hill, so we have Senator Feinstein's been in San Francisco. Senator Boxer appeared yesterday at a news conference, and we had Congresswoman and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi on there with us Tuesday.
Oh, that's great. When was Pelosi on?
Tuesday.
She was on Tuesday. We did the big 100th anniversary.
And Marianne, we also had James Lee Witt, the former head of FEMA. He happened to be in San Francisco for a conference on seismic safety at the same time that we were commemorating the quake. He walked through the lobby, saw us, joined us, and talked glowingly about the need for Homeland Security to shed itself of FEMA and let FEMA become the agency that it has always been.
So he does. He is pushing for. I had heard that he is pushing for an independent FEMA once again.
So is Feinstein.
He's not going to get mired in this gigantic bureaucracy.
No, and he was a direct. It was rather amazing how a former head of FEMA would speak so forcefully. And he said he had made the same remarks in a congressional hearing most recently, and he was hopeful that in fact. That FEMA would go back to being what it was under his leadership when he reported directly
which
to President
effective.
Clinton.
That's what it was. Under Clinton, it was effective.
It worked.
Well, if this Bush administration listens to anybody on this issue, they should listen to James Lee Witt, who, has an impeccable reputation, was widely viewed as having done a great job by both Republicans and Democrats. And so you would think that they would listen to him on this. And I don't think it's a done deal that FEMA is going to stay in Homeland Security. But if you've noticed, Feinstein isn't necessarily representing a majority opinion by Democrats. They are divided over whether FEMA should remain at Homeland Security or become an independent agency again. So, it's really unclear what's going to happen. I know it's a very important issue for California, especially on the anniversary of the San Francisco earthquake.
Right.
But right now in Washington with, the Abramoff stuff, the White House shakeup, gas prices, economy, election, not really on the radar. It's front and center.
I got a curveball for you, Marianne. Have you heard about the Hustler magazine tricking? Remember the Bob Livingston thing?
Yeah.
Larry Flint had this standing reward for $1 million if you could prove. I mean, he was trying to stand.
$1 million if you can turn somebody else in who has also had an extramarital affair.
Right.
That was at the height of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, yes.
Right. And they got Bob Livingston to resign. Well, according to a new book by a former Hustler editor, it says they didn't really have any evidence, that they kind of tricked Livingston into thinking they had evidence, which is why he resigned after he was going to be Speaker of the House.
Exactly. I saw that. I did. And in fact, I was sent a copy of the book. I did nothing with that because we're not publishing this week, because Congress is out. And I got the book actually yesterday or the day before. But regardless, after my publishing date. But, yeah, I saw that. And I think page 6 in the New York Post did something on this.
Right, exactly. You're very right.
I don't really know what to make of that. I don't know that I'm going to give Hustler the credit anyway for Bob Livingston making that decision. Once it was out, the newspapers, once the tip was out there, the newspapers were doing the investigation.
Everybody was going to run with it. Right.
Pin with it. Right. So it's not as if, oh, only because Hustler threatened this that he resigned. That wasn't it. Because I know for a fact that at the time the L.A. Times was on this, an L.A. Times reporter went to Bob Livingston's house in Washington the night that the story broke and had this long interview with him. So, mainstream press, they were going to pick the story up. They were picking up the story. And, boy, was it dramatic, though, when he went down on the floor of the house, as you remember. And
yes.
was resigning. But, yeah, no, I saw that.
I want more of that. I want more bounties. I want bounties on people, especially, with the faux outrage that they had about Clinton. I felt so bad for Clinton that the only one to stand up for him was Larry Flint. I mean, that's got to be embarrassing.
You know? Well, the latest bounty, instead of the extramarital affair, as you know, in the last election 2 years ago at the Republican National Convention, gay, closeted gays were being outed, and they took down Congressman Ed Schrock, conservative Republican of Virginia Beach, married with children, and the gay outers threatened him, along with many other members of Congress they said were closeted homosexuals, and boom, Ed Schrock announced his retirement in the middle of the Republican National Committee convention because the outers had threatened him, and they had the goods on him. In fact, they had him on tape.
But they're not threatening to out him unless he's voting against legislation that would accommodate rights for homosexuals.
Right. Exactly. That's deep. It was a hypocrisy issue for the gay outers, and they said if you are a gay and you are supporting legislation that is anti-gay, we're going to out you.
Which is only fair and right and true and just.
Well,
I think.
Well, most gay rights groups oppose outing, and they would typically say, look.
So they're in favor of hypocrisy.
But in that case, they sort of just remained silent.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of anti-hypocrisy. That's all I am.
Right. I know. I know you are. I know what you are.
Unfortunately for that congressman, though, he's just got to know that no one would have ever voted against him in sufficient numbers to cause him to lose his seat.
If he had,
it had to be something a bit more.
If he had come out.
No question.
It is interesting that you say that, Mayor Brown, because on Monday I'm going to have an item that I think you might find very interesting.
You're not out of me, are you?
It has to do with candidates coming out of the closet.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yes, that's the only tease I can give you.
You can't name names right now. Marianne Akers from Roll Call in Washington, D.C. is with us on 960 The Quake. Last night I represented the team here at a new progressive coalition meeting and mixer, and they showed a movie about the mayor's race in Newark, and there was a similar thing on that in 2002 with James Sharp. And a young guy who went to Stanford was running against him, Cory Brooke, and they accused Cory Brooke's chief of staff of going into a strip club, and then it turned out the mayor frequented the strip club, so said the owner of the strip club, and that didn't affect his winning re-election anyway. It was just a fascinating movie about
that. But it was so close that this time, the election is this year now, and the mayor has decided to quit. And Mr. Corey's going to win. Corey's going to be the next mayor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mayor Newark? Fascinating story.
Yeah. It's called Mean Streets. Was the name of the documentary that you're talking about.
Yeah, Adam Werbach of Act Now Productions was doing the screening, and when we have one that people can go see, we'll have him as a guest here on Keeping It Real.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I know. I also know Sharp James very well.
I'll bet you do.
The current incumbent mayor. It's an interesting thing in that state. You know, you can be the mayor, and you can also be an elected member of the legislature.
Oh,
so
really?
He's quitting being mayor, but he's going to stay as state senator for the city of Newark, and he's like the chair of some big committee in that body. So
who's he get insurance from when you're mayor and state legislator?
Get what from?
Insurance. Where do you get your benefits from?
You
take the best pack.
Where do you get yours from, Mr. Mayor?
Quake. KQKE 960.
I got those benefits.
Good answer.
Those benefits blow.
According to a news story, they're one of the best.
Hey, Marianne.
But Marianne, I'm going to wait for your column. I mean, there's nothing beyond the fact that you're just going to lay it out there.
No, I'm not going to name names. It's just sort of an interesting item on that is dealing with closeted gay candidates for Congress.
Interesting.
Or any other elected office.
Yeah. Do you know that when I introduced the legislation now almost 40 years ago to change the law on prosecuting people for having sex, same-sex couples having sex in private, as long as it was consensual, there were almost no persons out in the world of politics. And as a matter of fact, my church people begin almost every Sunday to pray for me and apologize for me. It took me several years to get the bill passed, but we decriminalized sexual acts between consenting adults in private in California. And frankly, it was part of what led to the revolution of gays becoming very active and very vocal and becoming advocates.
You unlocked the door.
San Francisco,
to the closet.
Yeah. San Francisco was a space and the place. And we don't have the out-in problem out here. As a matter of fact, it's a liability, potentially, if you're not gay.
And if you're Asian and gay, big plus.
You got to remember that 40 years ago, there were still questions about Liberace.
My mom never figured that one out, and I was a kid watching it going,
I'm from Milwaukee. I'm from Milwaukee. Well, so what's the deal with Liberace, huh? So what do you think?
He was gay?
Stop it.
Stop it. Marianne Akers, thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, we're looking for the column on Monday, though. Don't forget that.
You have a great weekend. What are you doing this weekend? Anything?
What am I going to do this weekend? I'm going to practice my jogging skills because I have to run in a race on May 3rd. I agreed to run.
What?
It's only a 5K. Anybody should be able to do that, right? But I've been slacking off, so I really got to get out there and.
That's still like 3 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 3 miles. Yeah.
Okay, but you said anybody can. You're talking to three guys that use walkers.
I'm the captain of my team, and I've got three or four guys on my team, and I'm kind of hoping each of them can give me a piggyback.
Thanks, Marianne.
That's
Akers.
An image I will take with me all weekend. Thank you, Marianne.
We'll
Akers.
Be looking for your column in Roll Call on Monday. Heard it on the Hill. Heard on the Hill to see exactly what this news is about coming out of the closet for certain candidates. 7:47, and our next segment, Will, the Burst of Durst.
Indeed.
Yes, and we're going to have it right here on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:51 on 4:20 this Thursday. And Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, young Paul. As part one is long-awaited presidential second-term mid-season staff purge, Scott McClellan gave up his position as press secretary for the administration. The rumor is he wants to spend more personal time lying to his family. And Karl Rove has had his role diminished as well. I imagine he needs more personal time filing the scuff marks off his cloven hooves. That's right. Bush's brain has been laid off. And yes, that is redundant. In an attempt to reverse his poll numbers, which are falling faster than a cartoon save from the Acme Company catapulted off the edge of the Empire State Building with a coyote clinging to it, the president is looking to his bench. Reportedly, nobody's position is safe, which means even the twins got to be worried about being supplanted by Jessica Simpson. Unfortunately, the person the president refuses to replace is the one whose head everyone keeps calling for, and that is, yes, you got it, Donald Rumsfeld, a man who doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. And as it turns out, he's unfamiliar with quite a few other words as well, like preparation, ground support, and readiness. Speaking about Iraq, President Bush said failure is not an option. Apparently, it's a factory-installed standard feature. And I'll be honest, I'm waiting with bated breath for this entire corrupt, cursed royal reign to stand in line at the unemployment office. After all, shouldn't real regime change start at home? And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Scholarly done. Scholarly done.
Why, thank you, sir.
Oh, don't you love the business of, you know, failure's not an option. Well, obviously, it's standard. I love that.
It's standard equipment.
It comes with standard equipment.
You know, earlier, go on, Mr. Mayor.
No, no, no. And then he says, regime change, start.
Regime
Crawford,
change
Texas.
Starts at home.
Starting at Crawford, Texas,
I like
not
that.
At home. You know, Debbie would have something to say about the regime change.
No, there would be no regime change
at
home.
Thank you.
We know who's in charge.
Thank you. So I think it will be in Crawford, Texas. And speaking of Crawford, Texas, it's amazing how Mr. Bush never went to Texas during the entire time that people were off for the Easter vacation because his space was occupied by Cindy Sheehan. She was in the living room, in the bedroom, in the dining room. She was all over. And
she took over the barbecue, I heard.
Absolutely. It seems to me. And obviously, next year, there probably won't be an Easter egg roll on the White House lawn.
Whatever happened with that?
We're going to talk to Bob Summerbee from the Daily Howler in the next hour.
Easter
egg roll. Yes, absolutely.
Because I have no idea what happened. I know that there were a lot of rainbow.
You know, if there's someone who's listening to 960, the Quaken was there. 866-960-5753 is our phone number. We'd like to hear from you. If you went with your kids from San Francisco, went to D.C. and stood online and did the Easter egg roll.
There was a family from San Francisco at the Easter egg roll from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know who it was?
No, I don't know. I just know that, you know, working the streets, you know that it's not always accurate. But I was told that a family from San Francisco was
heard
going
on the streets instead of heard on the hill.
Right. Heard make it up on the street.
But if anybody does know and they can get in touch, then they can call us here at 866-960.
Because we'd love to have a description of what occurred on that lawn, whether or not Barbara showed up. Was it Barbara?
When you 866-960-5753 is
you
our
did
phone
see
number.
The photo of Laura and George and the Easter Bunny. That was a great shot. I think it was in the Chronicle. No. Weintraub sent it to me as part of his headline schmooze. So it was a great shot on the. I got it on email. I'll show it to you. It's a great shot of Laura standing here and Bush standing here on the right, and the Easter Bunny, giant Easter Bunny, in the middle, and it looks like Harvey. The James Stewart character.
Oh, jeez. And you got to figure out which one of them knows he's there.
You know,
I guarantee you, it wasn't Bush.
I promised Quake listeners earlier that we would give them the information about the protest and how to join it in the South Bay. Now we have the North Bay protest.
UnwelcomeBush.com.
UnwelcomeBush.com, as Bush is going to be in Napa. And then in San Jose, he'll be at the Cisco building. Now, that's at the corner of Tasman and Zanker Road, and you can go to SCCDP, that's a Democratic Party website, sccdp.org,
Santa Clara County
and atwork.org, and they'll post updates on where you can gather Friday, tomorrow, April 21st. W will be in San Jose. Of course, they'll have an area cordoned off and all that, but they want people to arrive about 12:30 for this protest.
Yeah, if you can't remember SCCDP, just Google Santa Clara County Democratic Party.
And it's his fourth visit to the Silicon Valley.
Oh, really?
Fourth visit since being president.
Is he ever going to touch into the 49 square mile area?
I think he got 10% of the vote in San Francisco.
Did he get 10?
Why would you go visit anybody that gave you 10% of the vote?
It's the fifth largest market in America.
Not for him. Keep it real. If he had to survive off of, what he could sell here, I mean, he'd be in bad shape. He would be in the unemployment line that you are so eagerly hoping that you find them in,
but
according to the verse of Durst.
But he is in bad shape.
Yeah. You mean in other places?
Well, he's in bad shape everywhere.
Well, he's hovering around 30. That's like Barry Bonds' batting average.
Oh, let's not go there.
Oh, it's 214.
He got a hit on Tuesday.
It's 214.
Hasn't hit one out yet. It's just a sound.
It was within 30 inches on Tuesday night. Dead center. That ball was dead center.
You're right, sir.
And he was off balance. He hit it with one arm. Settle down. It's early. Trust me.
Has he ever gone a full month without hitting a home run when playing?
The longest, yeah. This is the longest start of season without a homer.
Yeah, because this is about the 15th, 16th game.
Well, it's throwing everybody's curve off who are trying to get tickets for the exact game when he hits 714 or 750.
Yeah. Right. I would hope the guy that's now pitching Boca named Blanton would be pitching to Barry. That poor guy gave up 11 runs in like 4.5 innings.
In our next hour, we'll be keeping it real with Bob Summerby from the Daily Howler in Washington, D.C., and Joe Shulman Silver of Beach Bank at Babylon and her scholarship for the arts. We'll learn him that. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Crew.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Voice of the Progressive lives here. Broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. See that person over there driving and using a cell phone? Stay away from him.
The crash risk for dialing a cell phone increased crash risk about 3 times that of an attentive driver.
Dr. Charlie Clower of Virginia Tech, researchers at the university and at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration have conducted what's being called the largest study ever done on what drivers actually do behind the wheel. They track the behavior of drivers of 100 cars, backed with sensors and cameras.
Anytime drivers engage in tasks that force them to look away from the forward roadway for even a short, brief periods of time, significantly increase their crash risk.
This study gathered more than 43,000 hours of driving data. Demonstrators outside the White House grounds this morning protested the arrival of Chinese President Hu Jintao for meetings with President Bush, and correspondent Elaine Quijano reports one woman managed to get inside at the welcoming ceremonies and heckled the Chinese dignitary.
An extraordinarily embarrassing moment for this White House. A great deal of care has been taken to orchestrate essentially a picture-perfect ceremony here on the South Lawn of the White House.
The woman was removed by the Secret Service. Energy analyst Phil Flynn at Aileron Trading says there is no end in sight for rising gas prices.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but what we're seeing here in the futures market with oil prices at all-time high and demand still running pretty strong, and gasoline supplies are evaporating almost overnight.
Oil prices hit about $72.50 a barrel today. That's another record. Despite energy prices, correspondent Jane King says stocks generally are continuing to rally.
The stock market, surprisingly, has digested these oil prices very well. We've been up. We're near our highs of the year, less than 100 points away from that. So at some point, these higher oil prices are going to bother the stock market, but so far, they've been able to take it pretty well.
The Dow at late morning is up over 50 points. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Here's a quake traffic check from the...
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink? Well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry. How stressed out you are. How inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have. The lack of satisfaction in your life. The loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awenty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Good morning, 8:05 on this Thursday on the 20th of April, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Mayor Willie Brown and Will Durst, and we're very welcome to have a great guest, part of the culture, renowned worldwide of San Francisco, Mr.
And I want the honor of welcoming to this show a woman who, for more than 30 years, has literally entertained all of us, royalty, and everybody else. Jo Schumann-Solfer, woman who runs, operates, creates, and inspires Beach Blanket Babylon, the longest-running theatrical production in the whole USA. It's been worldwide. We took it to London. We took it to Vegas.
We won't talk
it
about
everywhere.
Vegas. Let's not talk about Vegas.
Let's not talk about Vegas.
Oh,
No question. Several years ago, though, Joe, you decided to do something differently with the resources of Beach Blanket Babylon. What did you decide to do that you ought to tell us about before we get into, you know, whether or not I'm going to be able to do the hat number?
You'll be able to do the hat number. You always are, okay? This had been a dream of Steve Silver's, my late husband, who created Beach Blanket Babylon. We established a foundation. It was the Steve Silver Foundation established a scholarship to help all Bay Area high school seniors in the categories of singing, dancing, and acting further their education with a $10,000 scholarship apiece to go on to the college of their choice. If they...
Are you
talking to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're doing fine. You're
okay, but I keep
right
looking at them. Okay. If they win, you know, the scholarship, which is June 5th, and it's evolved into one of the biggest scholarship prizes in the Bay Area, and it's certainly a big deal for Beach Blanket Babylon, so we're honored to be doing it again this year.
She launched this, as a matter of fact, at one of the high schools here in San Francisco, Lowell High School, and she launched it, six, 7 years ago?
No, maybe? 2002. We launched it on Steve Silver's birthday, and he was an alumni of Lowell High School. And that's why we went there. And, of course, you were there, and you were amazing. And it was fantastic. And it just grew and grew and grew. And it's been such a big deal and such a rewarding experience for all of us at Beach Blanket Babylon to be able to help these kids, you know, further their theatrical education. So
I'm probably the longest-running civilian ever in Beach Blanket Babylon. I was in Beach Blanket Babylon for 8 years.
Oh, my God. And probably one of the most popular bits we ever had. But not only that, for our 25th anniversary at the Herbst Theater, He played Willie Brown, of course, not as the king, but as the emperor. Okay?
With a crown and a robe.
Oh, yeah. He was fantastic. Front page Los Angeles Times, all over the country. It was fantastic. He was the best.
And I still have that picture blown up. I also did the cake of the Channel 2 television show that you did and had done of Beach Blanket Babylon.
When we went to
history.
London.
Yeah, the history.
When we went
Beach
to London in 1997.
We took Beach Blanket to London. Oh, and
Willie was fantastic.
You know,
did you go to London, too?
Oh, did I go to London?
He was the London. He got on stage before we opened and started talking about the show and about the audiences and about what Beach Blanket means to San Francisco, what it's going to mean to London. He set it up. It was brilliant. It was, and we had the most amazing run. We could have played there forever.
Oh, why didn't you?
Because the priority is San Francisco. Yeah. I mean, I still have my show running here, but the priority is always a San Francisco show. So, yeah, we'll go all over the place, but we always make it about San Francisco.
It's so indigenous, and it's something that no other city has. New York, I know they do Forbidden Broadway, but it's not even close.
No, nothing could touch Beach Blanket Babylon.
This, and how do you keep changing it? How often do you change it?
Okay, well, I'm a news junkie. And I know what happens, like, before anything happens. Like, yesterday when Tom Cruise had his baby.
Surrey.
Yeah. Surrey. I was informed immediately, because I have, like, people all over the place calling my cousins, who live all over the place.
You know who our number one cousin is?
No.
Mr. Davis.
Clive Davis.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's like my brother, and he's amazing.
Nice pipeline.
Yeah, oh, he's fantastic. But yesterday, one of my cousins called me from New York immediately and said, okay, the kid was born. So we had Tom Cruise in the show already, jumping on Oprah's couch, which is a big bit for us. So, of course, we went out, got a baby, swaddled her in pink, put her in Tom Cruise's arms last night, and as he's jumping on the couch, he's singing, I Think I'm Going Out of My Head, Over You, Play to the Baby, and looks at her and goes, who's your daddy? I mean, it's huge. So, yeah, we're able to get things in
that
night. That's
so exciting when you get to do it that night.
Oh, are you kidding? When Dick Cheney had the incident with the rifle, it was so made for Beach Blanket.
Oh, yeah.
I was able to get it in that night. Nobody could believe it, and it's one of the most brilliant bits we have in the show. I mean, it's fantastic.
There's some things in the show that stay forever, like the queen with her little purse.
Well, certain things.
Snow White Search.
Well, Steve Silver created this show 32 years ago, and he created the characters, and those are staples of Beach Blanket. King Louie, Pineapple Princess, Banana Carmen, Snow White, which is not created by Steve, but that was part of the storyline. She's always in. The Poodles, which are very popular characters. So they're always in the show. And as Snow White goes around the world looking for her prince, she encounters all these topical new people. And I'm able to change it daily. That's why people come back to the show 4, 5, 6 times a year, because they know it's going to be updated, like, well, now with what's happening with the
president. So people who think they saw it,
oh,
have
no,
to come back and see it over.
Because they can't believe
over
how fast we got. We got a line about Donald Rumsfeld in last night. I mean, I am able to change it. My people at Beach Blanket are amazing. I'm able to change it so quickly.
And the voice you're hearing is that of Joe Schumann Silver, the creative director.
Impresario.
Impresario. The everything for Beach Blanket Babylon. And similarly, the best spokesperson for Beach Blanket Babylon. And translate, the best spokesperson for San Francisco, because there is not a tourist that comes to this town that will not go see Beach Blanket Babylon, including royalty.
Yeah.
You just hosted the royal couple.
That, next to having the Queen of England see the show in 1983 when Steve put on a performance for the Queen of England, this was like our biggest deal. Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles came to the show in November. Oh, my God. That was so amazing for all of us. And they were so incredible. They were the best audience ever. They got every single nuance, every single thing. We put in a few things about them, but very tasteful. And they got everything. And then afterwards, they came backstage, spoke to every cast member, every crew member. They were unbelievable, and they took pictures with the cast, and they had something personal to say to every single... They were fantastic. It was one of the best nights ever at Beach Blanket.
And you got to know that the show started a little bit late, and you know why? Because they worked the house before the show started. I mean, you would think they were running for office the way they were working out, stopping as they walked in. There was no need. It was like security did not interfere with them It wasn't like working a rope line with Bill Clinton. This was a genuine movement by people who really wanted to talk to others, and that's what they did. It was just incredible.
They were amazing because they had given us all these rules and regulations, and we just kept yesing them and yesing them, you know, all the advanced people who were really cool, I have to tell you. And there was so much security. There were dogs there. There was so much security. But Charlotte Schultz, our chief of protocol, we all greet them outside, and Charlotte brings them in, and it was like they were in her living room because as Charlotte started with, you know, was one of Steve Silver's best friends and did the first party at Beach Blanket. So, she, you know, she has carte blanche at Beach Blanket. And she brought them in, introduced them to every audience member, and made it like it was a party in her own house. And that set the tone. It was great.
And the Charlotte show she's talked about appeared on the show on Tuesday with her husband, George.
Oh, I heard them. They were fantastic.
With her own secretary. But let me also tell you, so the audience knows, Charlotte is also Wonder Woman in Beach Blanket Babylon on many occasions. And George is Superman. He catches Wonder Woman when she flies through the air. She actually flies through the air, not unlike Mary Poppins, but in the theater.
You get a Charlotte. Mary Martin outfit there?
No, she is one. She flies Wonder as Woman. Wonder Woman.
And that flies, literally flies through. It's incredible.
But it's the Peter Pan rig? Is it the same rig?
We have a flight every night. Madonna flies every single night. So Charlotte's been flying this place.
And Madonna drops in, though, too.
Yeah, Madonna's still there. But I mean, when Charlotte's in the show, Charlotte gets hooked up, and she flies as Wonder Woman. And then she gets stuck. And who comes to her rescue but George Schultz as Superman and brings her down. And she says, oh, thank you, my Superman. And because he has a big ass, he says, Superman, ha. Huh. The S stands for Schultz. They write their own dialogue.
Joanne Shonan Silver from Beach Bank at Babylon is our guest here. Now, your scholarship for the arts, the 10K contest for high schools, there's a deadline coming up. How does this work?
Okay. As I said, it's open to every Bay Area high school senior, but they have to get those tapes and CDs and DVDs in. The deadline is Friday, April 21st for Postmark. So everybody got to get them in really, really quickly.
That's tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why she's here.
That's why I'm here.
On the Quake right now.
And it is so cool because when we narrow it down to 9 finalists, they appear June 5th, Club Fugazi, in front of a panel of celebrity judges. And the winner in each category gets a $10,000 scholarship each in the categories of singing, dancing, and acting.
Oh,
it is
wow.
Such a cool thing.
And is that open to the public as well?
That is not, unfortunately, because it's open to all high school kids, the finalists, family.
No. I mean,
the June 5th.
Family and...
Yeah, it's all about the kids. So it's open to, you know, the high school kids.
I got to tell you, though, that if you ever wanted to be invited, that's the one you want to see as well. I've seen that one on more than
you're
one occasion.
There.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
you're
believe me,
there.
It is the social event of the year. We hang, we have a good time. And, by the way, the talent is unbelievable. When you say the 21st is the date, Joe will tell you almost every high school in the Bay Area over the last 3 or 4 years regularly makes their performing arts department a part of what happens at Beach Blanket by making sure their real talented students shows up, fills out the forms, and in fact competes. And Joe is being modest in that every one of those tapes, every one of those CDs, she looks at or listens to.
Over and over and over again.
Oh, honey.
Yeah,
oh,
man. It's so talented. It's so hard to pick. To narrow the hundreds and hundreds down to 9. It's very, very difficult, but it's very rewarding and it's fun.
And I require you to see Beach Blanket Babylon at least 3 times a year. If you don't, you're going to miss the treat of your life.
Who saw the most? Was it Cyril Magnin?
Cyril Magnin,
yeah.
How often did he come?
Oh.
Once a week?
More than that.
No,
because,
every production.
Oh. Well, he was also in it every New Year's Eve. But when he was chief of protocol, and when anybody came to town, it didn't matter who, you know, foreign dignitaries or celebrities or movie stars, whatever, they would always come to he would bring them to Beach Blanket. So he saw it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. As a matter of fact, there's our working area downstairs, which was a nightclub, is named Cyril's. The number one area, Cyril's Table, in Producers Row. Oh, it's and there's Cyril's Balcony I mean, Cyril was Steve Silver's mentor and a very wonderful person.
And every time you ever had an occasion to see him, he always had a block of tickets in his pocket for Beach Blanket Battle Opera every day. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He had a block of tickets in his pocket that he would give out as his guests to come to Beach Blanket.
But that place doesn't seat that many. I mean,
400.
Club Fugazi's a little joint.
What, 400? We went to maximum. I mean, Steve kept building on and building on until we hit maximum, which is 400 seats, 8 shows a week. During Christmas, it's 10 shows a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It
really and the is. Most amazing thing also is that it's constantly renewed. Not only the shows, but the facility itself. You walk in there, it's as pristine, as impressive. Paint is still wet when you get there on some given days, but that's the way it is.
Yeah,
Joe Schumann's over. Thank you.
Oh,
we look forward
you.
To coming to visit with Bleach Bank of Babylon in the not-too-distant future. This is 960 The Quake.
Yeah, and one more time before you go, when people want to submit, they have till it has to be postmarked by
tomorrow
and
night.
They submit a 3-minute recording of their performance for high school students on VHS or digital CD-ROM or DVD.
Exactly.
And where do they send these performances? One per category. Each applicant's one category only. Dance, monologue, any style of music they choose.
Well, they download the application on our website, beachblanketbabylon.com, and they get all the information there. Everything is there.
All right. And thank you for coming by this
morning.
Oh,
this is so much fun.
And we're going to tell the public when you're doing auditions, because that's the second most wonderful experience
to
have. That's the second most wonderful. And you get a chance to see Joe's buddy, Ann Getty. One of the best ears and eyes for talent you've ever witnessed. She literally goes through the process and the ultimate selection of crew members, staff members, and performers for Beach Blanket.
Yeah, she's fantastic. When we took the show to London, she helped us write it because she lived in London. And no, she's very, very involved in the process of Beach Blanket.
Thank you again.
And these
Joe
are all
Schumann
people that Joe Schumann
here.
Never pays.
All right. There's the punchline. 8:19, and we're keeping it real here on 960. How about your phone calls in the next segment? 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Or you can go to the quakeradio.com website, click email, Will and Willie, and you'll be right here on the air. 960 The Quake.
I knew I was going to marry her the moment I met her. You know how you know something, and then as time goes on, it validates your original perception or instinct, and that's exactly the way it is with her.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways. Trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers. Working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources. Just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Did you know that there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
Yes, and when you hit the roads, you'll pay over $3 a gallon. 8:23, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and we've asked for phone calls at 866-960-5753. See what's on our listeners' minds this morning. And we have Alan in San Francisco. And good morning, Alan. You're on The Quake.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Hey, good. How's it going, Alan?
Doing great. Looking forward to this high fog burning off. Hey, listen, I have heard that the Golden Gate National Recreation Association has once again started holding private closed meetings, and they're planning to restrict the off-leash dog usage of Ocean Beach and Port Funston.
I have not heard that.
I know there was bonfire stuff about that, that they were going to restrict bonfires. Now they're working on the dogs, too, huh?
Now they're working on the dogs, too. And if you go down to Ocean Beach, you'll see that, you know, the dogs love to run down there. They're all well-behaved. All the owners are well-behaved and pick up after the dogs, all that good stuff. And, you know, there's not an issue. There's not a problem. And so I just wanted to put that out there and let people start being aware of that's what's going on. There's a website that's, if you Google Ocean Beach Dog, you'll find the website that has lots of information about what's, you know, the history of this. But it's been an ongoing battle for quite a few years, and questions of the legality of whether or not they can restrict the dogs being on leash or not.
Well, thanks, Alan, and that's oceanbeachdog.org. Okay. And, you know, here's an email we have for Will and Willie, and I want to make sure that Paul knows, this guy who emailed, that we will have Jerry McNerney as a guest here, because we had Pete McCloskey, who's running against Pombo as a Republican, and there are three Democrats running for that seat, and we had Steve Filson on, and we're going to have Steve Thomas on, and we're going to have Jerry McNerney on next week. He wrote that I've been listening, and you have not yet heard the name of Jerry McNerney mentioned. So there you go. I just mentioned it.
Yeah, but all he has to do is show up. We've extended the invitation to every one of those candidates in various assembly districts and Senate districts and congressional districts to come join us. Come right down to Hotel Vitale, and you're on the show, and you can say what you need to say, and we can ask you what we care to ask you.
Now, today and tomorrow, we're not at the Hotel Vitale, but we return Monday, so you can join our studio audience and come by.
No, we're on the road.
Yes, we've been on the road this week.
And tomorrow, I'm really going out of the road.
Yes, you're not even going to be here. Rose Aguilar will fill in for Will Durst on Friday and on Monday. And Willie
He's
Brown
got
turned
the
around
best
like,
working hours how did of this anybody happen? I know
no,
on
no, no,
talk
no, no, no,
radio.
I had this gig. I got a gig in
Explain
Maui.
It anyway.
I got a gig in Maui. That exactly right. Which is why I didn't change it.
Do we feel sorry for you?
I got a gig in Maui.
Now, you had some gigs that you had scheduled beforehand, but one works really well for the show. And
before what hand?
Before we started doing
Before we knew we had a job. We didn't know we had a job till like the middle of December.
Yeah.
I'm a comic. I book some things in advance.
Some months in ahead.
Some things I canceled. Do you think I was going to cancel the Maui gig?
I wouldn't. Who would? Would you, Mr. Mayor? I don't think any of our quick
listeners
would cancel
that. Let me put
this
another way. I married the Debbie. Do you think Debbie is going to let me cancel
I
the
don't want to be
well,
responsible
no. See,
for
that
your
puts divorce a whole different light. That puts a whole different... I was about to answer the question by talking about the sacrifice
exactly.
I'd be willing to make
exactly.
for the listeners, etc. But then the minute you said Debbie, silence brown is what you call.
And it's
That's
a great
right.
thing
And
to
it's
have.
Not a question I heard.
All these stations and all these places and the Clear Channel family across the country where we can have either of you on the air when you're there.
And you know how what a genius... engineers are here because they knew that he was headed to Maui, and what do they play? Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more. Hit the
so
road,
we
Jack.
May or may not let you back in on Tuesday. Well, I guess that's the thing.
Well, I just hope Rose doesn't do too good of a job. I mean, that's I've heard these horror stories about radio. You go on vacation, you come back.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Suddenly you don't have a job. Thank you, Mr. Durst, your participation is though. Or as Michael Meehan would put, oh, Will, don't go in there. That's for employees only.
You know, speaking of leaving town, you know, Bob, for a long time as mayor, I did not leave San Francisco.
Yeah, and then you do leave.
And somebody steals a spot, that guy
That's
Daly.
That's right, I remember so, that, when Chris so, Daly just said, I'm the mayor, right?
So Gavin learned well.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin learned well. He's put the one guy in this town that he could trust never to show up at City Hall if you make him your acting mayor.
Rogaine?
No. Bevin Duffy.
Oh, Bevin?
Bevin would never show up and say, oh, Bevin would be out, you know, he loves the limo. And he spends full time riding around town in the limo. He doesn't.
The mayor's limo?
The mayor's limo. See, there's no time to see what you could really do. You know? I should be.
He's not going to appoint any members.
No, are you kidding me? He's showing up everywhere the mayor's supposed to be waving and carrying
on. What happened with that Chris Daly thing? He appointed a member to what?
He tried to appoint two. And Dennis Herrera.
To the Planning Commission, right?
No, to the PUC.
PUC,
to
the Public Utility Commission.
Right.
There have been more than
four. So the city attorney, who unfortunately for us is only one city attorney, split the baby. He gave me one and he gave him one.
Oh, really?
And I have never forgiven Dennis.
For siding with
no,
even halfway.
No. Every time I think about it, I can imagine. Every time I think about it, Dennis, your wife should leave you.
Let's keep it real, Willie Brown.
Oh, but yes, Chris Daly stole the seat on the PUC.
Is that guy still there?
The guy turns out to be a pretty good guy, by the
oh,
way.
Really?
Yeah, it was a good choice. He obviously didn't know the guy. Because this guy is really talented and good. It's a guy I would have chosen.
He's a guy from the Sierra Club. Right?
That's right. He's a guy, Andrew. And I would have chosen him. Now that I see how he performs, he really is a good contribution to the city. So if Daly does nothing else in life, he takes credit for this one.
So Rose Aguilar will be with us tomorrow.
Can you hear this
we'll be
music?
Doing a special pre-Earth Day, because Saturday is Earth Day, so we'll have a lot of guests that have to do with Earth Day tomorrow on the Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, and you'll be back with us on Tuesday.
At the Vitale.
At the Vitale. And we'll be broadcasting Monday at the Vitale, and Rose will join us then again. And, God, I love Hawaiian music. I haven't been back for a while. I haven't been back to Hawaii even longer than I haven't seen Beach Black Blanket Babylon. I'm going to have to catch up on everything around here.
We're going to have to go see
you guys
Beach
are killing
Blanket
me this
Blabble
morning. Blabylon. Yeah, I'll try not to blabble on. Let's just keep it real right
I'm gonna
now.
I'm going to send you a DVD of Beach Blanket
Babylon.
The one that I was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I want to see that.
You know with the outfit on? Oh, man, it's so cool.
Way cool.
I'm sorry, my brain went to Hawaii for a moment. Now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic.
Isn't that music so soothing?
Oh, I'm back from Hawaii now. Thank you, gentlemen. It's time for traffic first at the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Bay Bridge approach, slow for the most part all morning. There was some problems earlier on the upper deck. They're all gone now. But you've got heavy traffic, metering lights, and about a 20-minute wait from Mays up to metering lights. Big pothole in the right lane at 24 westbound at Broadway after you get out of the Caldecott. Just cleared a crash on 880 southbound before Mowry. Being taken off the road right now. Still a little slow past there. And above Novato, motorcycle down on the center divide, 101 southbound after San Antonio Road south. Someday you'd like to make some improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college? Today you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. 8:32, here's a look at what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. After 2 years of fighting and a 40-hour marathon bargaining session, Oakland teachers and their district have struck a deal. There will be no walkout, although no school today either. The district is urging kids to stay home, and their parents as well. They're going to rally at 12 noon to celebrate their victory and schedule the vote on the contract offer, which it's expected they'll approve, 5 o'clock this afternoon. Well, the housing bubble has definitely popped. It hasn't taken a hard fall. It's been a soft landing. But now here's the downside of it. Rents are rising rapidly in the Bay Area and along the West Coast. In the Bay Area general, about 4%. South Bay, biggest hikes, now almost 6%. The improving economy credited for more people looking for a space to live and thus rent up. Gasoline inventories and concerns about Iran are pushing oil prices up. It hit a record this morning, $72.49 before settling back a few cents. We heard about a gas station in El Portal on the way to Yosemite selling at $3.77. We will have a link on our website that you'll be able to check gas prices, and another website that will give you neighborhood information is SanFranGasPrices.com. And by the way, our website is QuakeRadio.com. Your allergies are likely annoying you to no end this week. The sunny weather has brought a mass sneeze in the Bay Area. It's mold, trees, and grasses. Those are the culprits. And a partly sunny day, a little morning fog. That'll clear off later. Highs this afternoon from the upper 50s on the coast to around 70 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly.
The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Endorses 960 The Quake's efforts to reach you on the issues. He served as moderator of our great debate.
I hope tonight, as we discuss interesting things around Iraq war and gay marriage and gun control and all these issues that drive so much of talk radio today, that we focus not only on the problems, but on the solution.
The issues that are important to you, your feedback, and information on our plans for more debates. All available at quakeradio.com.
.37 on this Thursday morning, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown, Will Durst, and this time from Washington, D.C. As you mentioned earlier, it's our Washington, D.C. day on Thursday.
Thursday's D.C.
Yeah.
day.
Bob Summerbee.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Robert Summerbee. How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. We started the week here on Monday with the annual Easter egg roll.
Yeah, whatever happened there? Did Bush show up?
And, you know, when we think Easter egg roll now, we think Willie Brown. Go-to guy on Easter egg etiquette. That was Willie was wonderful on a O'Reilly that night. This was what was great about the Easter egg roll.
Yeah, did you love my appearance on O'Reilly?
It was extremely good. And what was good this year was kids, we had two mommies and two daddies got to go to the Easter egg roll, which is a great thing for everybody. And Willie showed up on O'Reilly to help talk Bill down on this one. Although I'm going to say this, you know, O'Reilly is kooky on some issues. He's not kooky on gay and lesbian issues. He's sort of a moderate Democrat on. So he's squeamish, but he's in favor of gay adoption. I thought it was a very good segment. And I thought it was good for O'Reilly's audience to hear it. It was very sensible. It was, it was reassuring, and I thought it's a great thing when all the kids get to go and roll those eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I say now, Willie? With two moms, you get egg roll. I think it's going to be the button next year.
That's good. That's good.
A good way to start the week.
Yeah. What else is happening in D.C.?
We're Pulitzer Prizes this week. This is a big week, and you can tell how bad things have been for the Bush administration. When you look at what these newspapers won Pulitzers for this year. The Washington Post were revealing Bush's secret prisons. The New York Times were revealing Bush's secret wiretaps. The New York Times were revealing Jack Abrahoff's secret payoffs. And Robin Givhan in the Washington Post for writing a series of fashion columns claiming the Republicans tend to wear funny clothing. That's not good. Do you ever read Robin Givhan?
No.
I mean, it's the weirdest. It's just
political fashion
columns about what clothes politicians wear and their hairdos. Her most recent one was about Cynthia McKinney, who we discussed a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
For McKinney, hair is part of her politics. I'm reading now from the. And dismissing queries about it seems a bit disingenuous, since so much of her public persona, from the time she arrived in Congress, has been based on her hair. Did we know that before this? I have no idea. You read these things and you sort of think, is this like a joke?
Yeah.
The previous one was about Dick Cheney's pink necktie when he gave the when he apologized for shooting his friend.
Oh yeah.
It was intriguing to see Cheney in pink. Wrote Robin Givhan.
How
he has
odd.
Never given the impression of being the sort of gentleman who would get involved with pastels. I am not making this up. This wonderful surprise. Of course, she was really being rewarded because she's the person in 2000 that wrote the article about Catherine Harris wearing too much makeup in Florida. So that
and her hair helmet.
Yeah, so that was really.
And this woman gets a Pulitzer Prize for this thing?
Isn't that amazing? Honest to God, no. She also writes regular fashion stuff. I didn't even realize. All I ever see is these crazy things about the politicians. You think, what is this doing in the paper? And so I don't know. Maybe she's good about regular fashion shows, but I suspect she was rewarded for saying that Catherine Harris applies her makeup with a trowel, if I recall correctly, and that's not good for her. So it was a bad week for the White House on the Pulitzers. They're going to have the new, on the Game Show channel, they're putting on the old show, I've Got a Secret. They're going to put on a new version of it, and no one in the Bush White House can go on that show now. All the secrets were gone now. They could call it I Had a Secret. Bush people could come on. And then the real news of the week, gentlemen, the White House shakeup.
Oh, yeah, it was Scott McClellan.
First to go. I love the way Bush had to walk him out to make his fun. The spokesman. Bush had to walk him out like they were afraid he might, you know, break and run or something if he was.
He might steal some stuff
this
on his way out.
Cuban athletes have to travel. He was a minder with them, you know. But I loved what McClellan said yesterday when he was standing there with Bush. He turned to Bush and said, "You've accomplished a lot over the last several years with this team." I love that. One last misstatement as he goes out the door.
He couldn't let sleeping dogs lie.
I always call, in some ways, though, he was the fairest of all press spokesmen. No matter what question the press corps would ask, they all got the exact same answer. So it was really, you can't knock him for that.
He never told anybody anything.
He would, it's funny, they say he's the greatest guy in the world, and I'm sure it's true, but he really took this policy, which every political party, to some extent, follows, where you just want to say certain things and no more. I mean, he would have, like, six words for the day, and he would say nothing else. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Well, especially when he was able to get away, that's an ongoing investigation, that's an ongoing investigation.
Oh, my God, over and over. I mean, it was really, it really took that type of press spokesmanship to a new level. But he has to be so happy. I think if he was truthful yesterday, he would have, like, channeled Lou Gehrig. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
What was also interesting about him is when he walked out of there, he took everything with him that he had in his bag. He actually had a bag.
Really?
As he was. Yes, and he kept on going. He didn't go back.
He spoke and ran.
That's right.
No, honest to God, he gets to say three or four different things today. It must be quite a feeling of liberation. So, second shakeup, the big man, Karl Rove, drops his day-to-day policy post. Who knew we had any policies in this life?
Which means he gave up nothing.
I mean, he became domestic policy chief a year ago. Have you noticed there has been no policy in the last year? It's just, I think the policy was, I want to stay out of prison. So that's those things.
And attack the attacker.
Yeah, And then, of course, Rummy, the man who will not leave. He is not going anywhere. I think the generals are going to have to carry him out, and it's going to take more than six of them, fellas. he is not leaving.
He doesn't know the meaning of the word quit.
Is there any way we could get him indicted for that Duke lacrosse thing? Get him out of there that way? There's got to be some way to do it.
They seem to be indicting other people equally as cavalierly.
They could force this guy out. I'm not sure. Maybe he was. Get him in a fight in Georgetown. I don't know what. But so I'm trying to. I don't know. It's a nice change of subject. But
it's a good week on the Hill, isn't it?
Well, a good week on the Hill. In what way, my friend?
Well, just for transition and change and wondering who's going to be next.
Yeah, I know. Well, Tony Snow is going to be the next press spokesman, they're saying.
That's what Marianne Akers said.
Huh? Yeah.
No, I've never been on his show. Have you been on his show?
No, I mean, he does, when we do charity comedy shows in D.C.
Yeah, he's always the first one there.
Yeah, well, he has hosted a number of them. You know, he's actually he's a very nice guy. I mean, everyone says that, and that's why they're considering him, because they want someone who's a kind of a grown-up but not nasty, and, he's a very nice person.
He's got a wicked sense of humor, though.
Good or bad?
No, good, but it's kind of mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, you've heard his stuff that he does for us when we do those little benefit shows at the Warner.
Well, I never listen to the others. I just look at my clock and say, when is he going to get up?
Remember Arianna Huffington when she shocked the crowd by actually being funny?
Arianna has had some very good moments. We've done a lot of it. I was trying to think if you've been there for the Tony Snow events, because sometimes were able to get you to come in, and sometimes we...
Yeah, remember the one in New Hampshire where he dressed up in all the New Hampshire stuff?
That's right, yeah, that's the one. That was, you know, that was a big one. That was a fun night. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think I did his radio show once, I don't remember, long ago, some other show. But he has come to my comedy shows. He likes comedy. He's a person that enjoys comedy. Anyway, I don't know if he's going
to
do it.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun to know the guy who's the press, you know. I mean, not know him that well, but still.
I don't think they could get him to do that silly six words and no more stuff. He's sort of a little too grown up for that. I can't quite picture that he would want to do that. You know what I mean? Because he really looks silly doing that. But
if they let him be creative, it'll put a whole different face on the White House.
Yeah, that certainly would. I mean, and a lot of people are saying, you know, the problem here for Bush is he just won't change the way he's doing things. You know, when you're down the way he's down, you really sort of need, I saw someone say last night, you need to bring in some people who might be a little different from you, because you just have to do that. You know, but they're not sure he's willing to do that.
Don't change Nixon's in the middle of a screw.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. And yeah, I'm actually getting concerned. You know, I've always been a person who said, oh, A, Bush isn't stupid, and B, Bush isn't crazy. I'm beginning to wonder about that. I'm really concerned about Iran. You know, Iran, I'm really concerned. We kidded about this last week, but...
How stupid are they? Or how stupid?
And if the numbers get so bad, it's like, well, what do we have to lose now? Let's just go... I just really... Carl Bernstein on Olbermann the other night said... Apparently it's an upcoming Vanity Fair article, though I just read that magazine for the perfume ads. God, how long can you keep the pages open? It's impossible to read it.
How can you find the articles in the midst of the ads?
I know, no, really. The articles, the table of contents extends up to page 200. So, no, but he said, apparently he's got an upcoming article saying the Republicans should stage Senate hearings about what is going on with this administration. They should do it now to preempt the Democrats before they take over and can, you know, run these things themselves in the, starting in the fall. I don't know if the Democrats are going to take over in November.
Oh, that's a preemptory move.
Yeah, I mean, he's just saying.
Preemptive investigation.
He said it's a long shot, but he was comparing it back to when Republicans sort of took the leadership with Nixon, saying this is just getting so weird that they really need to act in their own interest. And I feel that way, too. I just, this Iran thing, I'm telling you, I just feel, and that's why I was kidding last week, to keep his numbers above 30 so he'll feel he has something to live for. But to me, when a president gets, like Bush, gets in such a miserable hole, it's like, well, let's just go for it. I don't know. I find it troubling.
It's kind of like when you're down your last $50 out of 2,000, and you go, oh, hell, put it on red.
And you got an hour left.
Bob Summerbee, it's always a pleasure, buddy. You have a great weekend. Go Nationals, go Giants, and we'll see you around the pool.
Go Red Sox.
Go. Oh, my God.
Come on.
They won it. They're done.
All right.
All right, buddy.
And if you want to get more from Bob Summerbee, you can always go to dailyhowler.com. 8:50, and in our next segment, WWWD, What Would Willie Do? We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do? The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio. It's time to question the mayor.
Now, I know in your history, Willie Brown, you have settled BART strikes, done a lot of things to negotiate. Iraq has postponed picking a new president and prime minister till Saturday. They can't agree. They're deadlocked. Now Al-Jafari says the Shiite bloc can pick another. What would Willie do to get them to form a government?
Oh, that is quite a challenge. You figure that I might dabble in their international relations. Well, let me tell you, I think that situation over there is such that to come up with a surefire formula is probably almost impossible, because you don't have the kind of ordinary things that moves people to try to settle disputes. You've got people rooted in the years and years of warlord-like activities. You got people who are rooted in every aspect of a belief in their faith superior to everybody else's faith. You have people who believe that they were denied equal access and equal opportunity when Saddam shared with Joel. What you have to do is you have to use the weight and the might of the world community to persuade them for the next 4 years to form a government that may very well have a relationship with the UN that will allow, not for permanency for anybody to be supreme or superior, but simply 4 years or so of trying to realign that nation, put that nation back in shape, get it from under the insurgency that we have, as Americans, caused it to currently experience. And if you had some combination of that nature, I think you would be on the road to a place where the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds, and the other fringed elements that are there could reach an accord. It may be proportionate representation with a council of equals, somewhat akin to what we do with the House of Representatives, which is proportionate representation, so to speak, based on population. And then, of course, the Senate, which is an equal operation, where even a little place like Rhode Island has two U.S. senators, and you tend to achieve equality in that body. If you could orchestrate that process with the U.N. and the weight of the non-aligned nations and the non-participatory coalition members offering their assistance and their support, the result could produce, I think, a stable government for at least 4 years. And if you get it to last for 4 years, you'd be on the road, I think, to the recovery that is needed in that nation to achieve the goal of ultimate full people participation in a fashion that would allow, as is in this democracy, for the majority to rule.
That's what would Willie do on 960 The Quake today, and Real Solution. Will?
Yeah, it's just going to be tough to get all the different disparate groups fighting each other to settle down.
Well,
that's why you got to have participation from everybody.
You know, at this stage of the game, it's not so much the actual fighting among the groups, because the insurgents are the ones that seem to be killing everybody. The insurgents are trying their best to keep the groups from ever being able to reach an accord on a peaceful basis. And that's why you need the family of nations to step forward and say, for 4 years, we are going to be supportive. We're going to provide you with the infrastructure from a government standpoint. You ought to have a way in which you have representation based on your numbers in one chamber, and you have representation based on equality in another chamber, and the two should be able to checkmate each other, so to speak, and I think, cancel each other. And I think if that happened, you would be on the road to recovery. And then